continue our sharing.
谢谢神，我们奉主耶稣圣名继续我们的分享。
Can you go to the second slide, please? One before that? Yeah. Second one. Back. One more. Okay. So here, when we talk about develop relationship with our children,
这里我们提到要跟孩子建立关系,
when should we start teaching our children the things of God?
我们什么时候要开始教导他们神的事情呢?
I think some of it is some review, right? That we went through some of this before, quickly. So when should we start teaching our children the things of God?
所以我们什么时候该开始教导我们的孩子神的事情?
Uh-huh. Immediately. When is immediately? As soon as they're born, okay?
从他们生下来就要开始。
Actually, no, yes. Even in the mother's womb, actually.
其实是应该从还在怀胎的时候。
So that's why it's so important when a woman is conceived with a child. It's very important what kind of attitude you should have. And the way you behave really affects the child's unborn child in the stomach.
所以当一个女生怀孕，她的一些心境、一些行为都会影响到她的小孩。
That's why if you have a child and you have depression, then most likely the child born also will have depression.
所以如果在怀孕的时候有忧郁症，通常生下来的小孩也会有忧郁症。
Why? Because a fetus is connected to the mother emotion. Emotion.
因为我们的期待是，因为我们是跟 母亲的一些思想连在一起的,
and also, of course, her chemical in her body also connected to the child.
还有一些身体里面产生的物质也会影响到小孩.
And Jehua, can you go to can you go to the second PowerPoint, please? Second PowerPoint. Not the second slide, but the second PowerPoint. Thank you. Just want to share with you some of the research they have done. And, when develop a relationship with a child, it's very important that, we started sin in the mother's womb.
所以我想要跟大家分享一些研究报告是指出小孩在母胎里面的时候就已经会受到影响。
For example, when a child is in the stomach, when you think about certain things, when they hear things, actually, they can hear your voice, they can hear your heartbeat, when you're angry, when you're upset, they feel all those things.
所以当小孩还在子宫里面的时候，他可以感受到妈妈的声音、妈妈的愤怒之类的。
I showed you before, I think, one time, one of my co-workers, when she was pregnant, and she loved to play pop music.
所以我有一个同事，她在怀孕的时候很喜欢听流行音乐。
And she usually played the top 40, and then there's a lot of music that's about dancing, right? It's all about dancing.
所以这些音乐都是跟跳舞有关的。
So when she, have a baby,
所以当她生下她的小孩的时候,
and the baby was in the crib,
小孩在婴儿床上。
So when the baby hear the music, he start to move. He's like this.
所以当他听到那些音乐的时候，他就开始有些动作。
And it's very interesting. Why? Because all this time, when she listens to music, she also dances, she's happy and things like that. So the baby, when he hears that music, only a certain music, but if she puts some other music, he doesn't move.
所以当妈妈在怀孕的时候听到这些音乐就会动，所以小孩听到这些音乐也开始会有动作。
So that's why we know actually it's important. For those of us who love to read the Word of God, and for those of us who love to pray, especially during pregnancy, it's so important to do that. Why? Because when we pray and read God's Word, it brings such a calm and peace to our hearts.
所以当我们在怀孕的时候，学习神的道理跟祷告是很重要，因为会给我们内心有很平安。
Yes. Next slide, please. Yes. As parents, we want to give our children many advantages. We would like to provide them with material possession to ensure their physical health and to help them develop into a well-adjusted adult. Starting your child on the way to becoming a healthy and happy adult starts in infancy.
所以当一个父母他永远都想要孩子好，不管是给他所需用的东西，或是让他们健康，所以就是在怀孕的时候就应该要开始了。
Of course, many parents want their children to have, you know, material possession. That's normal.
当然，父母都希望孩子能够不缺乏。
And we also want our children to have physical health.
以及健康的身体。
And then we also want them to develop into a young man or young woman.
也希望他们能够成长到成为一个年轻的男孩或女孩。
And most importantly, of course, we want them to be happy, we want them to be healthy, and we want them to be in Christ.
当然，我们希望他们开心、健康，更希望他们在主里。
So, but of course, when it started infancy, this means that's why for husband, if our wife is in a bad mood, if they need something to eat in the middle of the night, it's very important to go get the things that they want to eat, right? So they don't become grouchy or upset, right? For this child's sake.
所以当一个妻子在怀孕，这想吃什么东西，丈夫应该要就尽量满足妻子的需求。
Because Sister Brenda, how is the pregnancy? Usually do you, are you grouchy and stuff like that quite often? Are you... No. Where's your husband? How's your husband? So no, right? But if you say no, maybe it's not even that bad, right? Usually for some women, who has really been pregnancy that you're very grumpy, very grouchy all the time?
有哪些人怀孕的时候情绪是很不稳定的呢？
Anyone? No? Was she grumpy and grouchy, Deacon Patrick? So, what did you do? I mean, what was the thing that made you, I mean, what did you do that you thought you were grumpy? Like,
So, 当心情不好的时候会做什么事呢?
Do you pick on Deacon Patrick all the time? Or?
你会找 Deacon, Patrick 执事的麻烦吗?
Yeah. It's definitely, it's nothing have to do with the character of a woman, but it's the hormones, right? And some women, I mean, just have a very bad pregnancy, and it's ruined their life pretty much, right?
就是因为荷尔蒙的关系，有些女生怀孕就是会心情会受到很大的影响。
So that's why husband has to be very honest, you know, very understanding toward our wives.
所以丈夫必须要非常理解这段时期的女性。
Because for myself, I can never imagine being pregnant, right? That's,
因为男生无法想象怀孕是什么样子。
I don't think guys we can handle. We are too weak, right? Too much pain.
我们男生比较弱一点。
Yeah, just think about it, right? So that's why for us, we really need to really pay attention to our wives, anything they need and stuff like that. We need to help them out, but it's really for the sake of the child.
所以我们必须要去帮助太太，这也是为了我们的小孩。
Next, please. Current research supports the idea that forming a secure attachment is a critical part of an infant development and later adjustment. An infant attachment to other caregivers is also important and seems to be separate from the infant parent bond.
所以研究表示他们支持就是跟小孩有一个
So in other words, there's two critical points for the infant, for their development.
所以对婴儿的成长有两个很重要
的点。First, the infant must, you know, the infant must develop good relationship, you know, with the mother or the father.
所以小孩跟父母之间的关系要建立好的关系。
But not only that, the second thing, but infants also attachment to other caregivers is also important.
所以再来就是要帮忙照顾小孩的这个人也是很重要。
Why do you think that is? No? Why do you think that is?
为什么呢?
Why is it so important, you know, why did an infant attachment to other caregivers is also important? Why is that?
就是让小孩去让别的人照顾也是很重要。
Anyone? Yeah. Sister Brenda, you're going to say something. Yeah.
Well, like, for example, you know, I'll take my kids to daycare. I thought it was important that they develop an important bond between themselves and the caregiver because they're all that level of trust.
Yes.
And for me to trust them
right.
Is essential. So that's why I think it's very important to attach it to their caregiver.
所以当我之前我都会把小孩送去托儿所，我觉得这很重要，这样能够 能够让我们能有更多的信任。
Yeah. So quite often it's important for a child learn how to trust others too, right? And not only, you know, not only the mother and father will take care of them, but they also need to bond with other relationships too, between maybe grandparents, maybe in-laws, or any of those kind of relationships.
所以小孩跟父母之间的信赖关系固然重要，但是让他们能够跟其他人有一样有这样的信赖关系也是更重要的。
Because later on, when they grow older, the child always depend on parents. They are not healthy. They are not healthy.
因为如果当小孩长大，他们还是永远的依赖父母，这样是不太行的。
First, they cannot do anything for themselves.
第一点，他们无法自己做任何事情。
And second, they never be able to develop healthy relationship with others.
第二点，他们没办法跟别人建立良好的关系。
And I think quite often as you know, many Asian we have this problem.
所以很多亚洲人有这样的问题。
Because sometimes we, you know, we spoil our child so much, of course, with our love, with affection, but when they grow up, they don't know how to do many things.
有时候，亚洲父母太过溺爱小孩，让他们长大以后无法自立。
And quite often we don't know, do not know how to develop a healthy relationship with others.
他们也不知道如何跟别人建立良好的关系。
You know, because when, you know, an infant, they can really feel a bad person, a good person, right? Really, they can feel it.
那婴儿其实有办法去分辨好坏的人。
And this feeling will guide them even they become teenagers, right? Become adolescents and become adults. They will know how to detect, you know, which people gonna harm them, which people not. But if we never give them that opportunity, they would not know. They would not know.
所以如果我们没有让他有机会跟别人接触，那他们在成长的过程中就没有办法去辨别谁是好人，谁是坏人。
So that's why from infancy, it's important for them to learn how to develop this kind of character.
所以要建立这样关系，就让他们在婴儿的时候开始学起。
Now, if you guys have dogs, you know, right? Pets, they're very sensitive to people. They know if you're an angry person, if you're not an angry person.
宠物其实能够感觉得出来我们主人是不是在生气。
And even some people, they do a lot of drugs and drink a lot of alcohol, the animal can smell it, right? Can feel it.
有些人吸毒品然后喝酒，其实宠物们也是可以闻得出来的。
So now what, actually a child can feel and learn, right? You know, even at infancy.
所以小孩，所以一个婴儿有办法去感觉并且学习。
Next one, please.Parents and others caregivers have many opportunities to help the infants and their care develop positive attachment early.
所以，父母以及这些照顾的人就会有一个机会来帮助这些婴儿，让他们能够早点建立这种。
So that is to touch, you know, including cuddling, fondling, and holding.
就是摸他们，就可能是爱抚他们、抱他们之类的。
Yeah, greatly increase positive attachment to the parents.
这样子对小孩跟父母的关系是很大的帮助。
So why do you feel that touching, cuddling, fondling, holding is so important to develop, you know, a child, right? To develop them.
所以为什么身体上接触对小孩的成长是很重要呢？
Why do you think that's very important?Yes.
I think through touching, it can express the type of attitude or behavior you have towards each other.
Mm-hmm.
For example, like abuse.
Yes.
Like slapping is still touching.
Yes.
But it's a bad kind.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. 对，在接触可以很清楚的表达人与人之间的一些情感上的一些互动，像有些人在。打人的时候，其实它也是一种摸，一种触摸，但是它是不好的。
Yes, that is good. I'm sorry.
And then the good side would be like cuddling, for example.
Yes.
A parent with a baby,
yes.
It demonstrates a level or act of love, not.
所以当父母在抱这个小婴儿的时候，他其实表达出来的是一种爱。
I see. Let's not use the slapping as an example, right? Because that's a little bit on the gray area, right? Because sometimes when you hit your child with love, actually they know you love them. But let's do the unhealthy touching, right? Unhealthy touching. So if our children never realize what is the normal, right, touching or cuddling, fondling, How would they know what is, you know, what is not right and what is not wrong? I mean, what is wrong, right?
所以其实打小孩他是可能是好的是坏的，如果你用爱心来打他，他也会感受得到。
Because in infancy, they feel the, you know, feel the touch from their mother, touch from their father, and they know this is normal touch, right? Normal love, normal falling. But when they grow a little bit older, even when they build to, you know, I guess, you know, feel for themselves or rationalize things for themselves, then when other people touch them the wrong way, they will know right away.
所以当这种父母间的触摸其实是一种正常的触摸，所以当他们长大以后，他们就可以感觉到一种，如果有人要做一些不对的事情，他们可以感觉得出来。
Because quite often, you know, if we don't touch our children, and then other people touch them, sometimes they cannot determine this is the right touching, this is the wrong touching. So it's important from the beginning, must take the opportunity, right, all opportunity, to be able to touch them, right, to the normal way, the right way, so they know.
所以我们要用正常的方式来摸我们的小孩，让他们有办法去分辨是不好的摸，这样。
And the same thing, if a child does not have good relationship with his or her mother or father, and then when they build relationship, when they get old, they don't know what is the good relationship, which one is not.
所以如果他一个小孩跟父母间的关系没有好不好的话，他长大以后他也不知道该怎么样去表达正确的关系。
It's interesting. A woman who in an abusive relationship, most of the time because they never have good relationship with their dad, so they don't know what that is like. So when they find a guy, even though they're abusive, but they don't think that is anything wrong with it.
所以很多被虐待的女生，这可能是她跟她爸爸的关系不太好，所以她不知道。所以他找到一个男人，虽然他被虐待，但是他还是会继续跟着他。
I said here, this can be practiced anytime, such as when the infant is transported from one room to the other, or waiting in line in a store or a doctor's office.
这可以在任何时间都可以实行，就比如说小孩在排队的时候。
So the following are suggested opportunity for a parent to start building a trusting relationship with his or her infant.
所以接下来就要讲到一些机会，让小孩跟婴儿可以建立好的关系。
The important word here is trusting relationship.
这里的重点是信任。
Because this is when we start this kind of relationship with a child from infancy, then they know actually my parents love me very much, and when they touch me, when they hold me, it's all about love.
所以当我们在婴孩小时候就给他们这样的一个观念，他这样是对婴儿是好的。
Next one, please. When breastfeeding, the mother has opportunity to hold the infant for extended period of time.
所以在喂母奶的时候，在喂奶的时候，妈妈可以有一段时间可以抱着小孩。
Of course, a lot of, I'm sure that, you know, people still suggest or recommend.Breastfeeding, right? And the big reason why for that is what?
很多人还是建议要喂母奶，为什么呢？
What's that? Yes, naturally more nutrition is true, yes. What else?
自然的营养。
Yes, bonding. Bonding is a very important part of that.
还有父母之间的一些关系。
So that's why, you know, if a mother is not around and a father has bottle, you know, formal feeding all the time, then the child, they cannot bond, right? And that's why almost every relationship, you know, most relationship, the children always bond with the mother more. It's just as simple as that.
所以很多时候小孩跟母亲比较亲，就是因为这样。
What do you think the reason for that is?
为什么呢？
Why? Why most of the time that, you know, the children be able to,you know, be more close to the mothers, right?
所以为什么小孩都跟母亲比较亲呢？
What are some of the reasons? Oh yeah, what, anytime, at any time, from the beginning till the end. What do you guys think? Sisters, what do you think? Okay, spend more time with the baby. But remember, the first 9 months, the child is in the mother's stomach, right? And the child hears the mother heartbeat, hear the mother talk all the time, right?
所以在怀孕的这九个月，孩子都跟母亲在一起，他可以感受他的心跳，可以感受他任所有东西。
And the same thing for father. Of course, a lot of fathers can develop good relationship with the children, but not the same as mothers. It's
very
different. So quite often, if parents are divorced, you know, the court always recommend, right, if, you know, to go to the mother, right? Because the child be able to grow, you know, in a more mature or healthy way if they're with the mothers, right?
很多时候一对夫妻离婚，法院都会建议小孩到母亲那边去，这样成长会比较健康的成长。
And here, you know, putting the child in a hard, in a hard infant carrier for infant feeding distracts from the attachment process.
如果把婴儿放在一个婴儿车来喂奶的话，可能会影响到这个过程。
For example, it's very easy for parents to say, you know, give them a bottle here, go ahead, you know, and enjoy yourself.
You know, right? It's easy to do that. For parents, give the child a cup,
how are they going to bond with the mother? Are they bond with the dad? Right? How
are they going to bond? It's
interesting. If you look at all the birds and stuff, the way they feed the kids, the little birds, the chicks, right? They're chicks, right?And how do they feed them most of the time? Almost all the birds, how do they feed them?
所以我们看到鸟在喂它们的雏鸟的时候，它们是怎么喂的呢？
Yeah, they chew the food. Then they spit the food out and they eat from their mouth, right? That's disgusting, but that's how they develop.
它们会先把食物咬碎，再让它们的雏鸟来吃。
So, when the birds at the zoo, you know how they feed the bird at the zoo?
所以他们在动物园里面，他们是怎么喂鸟的呢？
So they use like a fake beak.
所以他们用假的爪。
Take that food and also feed them like that.
他们用假的爪去抓食物，然后喂，也是这样喂。
Because when it's time to let them go or let them out, they still realize, you know, they are birds. They're not human like us, right? If we feed them with our hands.
所以如果我们用手去喂的话，他还是可以知道，因为我们毕竟是人类，是人的手。
Okay, so feeding are wonderful opportunities to bond with infants by gently cuddling, stroking, gazing into their eyes while they nurse. Right?
所以在喂奶的时候是一个建立关系的非常好的时间。
Yeah, this is very important. Why? Because during eating or drinking, that's the time they relax the most.
因为在吃喝的时候，婴儿们是很放松的。
So when they, you know, when we feed them with bottles, it's good to hold them, to stroke them.To look into their eyes, so that's how to build a relationship.
所以在喂他们的时候，我们要把他们抱着，然后有时候去拍拍他。
It's not a coincidence nowadays. So many children they're so disobedient to their parents, right?
所以现在很多小孩都很不顺服，这不是偶然。
Because for many years, many parents just, you know, bottle feed the children, and then they never have time to develop the kind of relationship.
因为很多时候。父母们都只是把奶瓶丢给孩子，并没有去花时间去建立这样的关系。
You know, I love my nephew.
我很喜欢我的侄子。
But I try to develop the kind of relationship, like, but I cannot. It's different.
我想要跟他建立这种亲子间的关系，但是很难。
First, I did not spend the first 4 years with him.
第一点，我没有在他四岁以前跟他在一起。
Then even when he came to live with us, I see him very few times, just like I see my wife very few times.
当他来住的时候，我很少看到他，就像我很少看到我的太太一样。
But thank God, before Christ, I spent a lot of time with my wife. But if I just got married, and I just know my wife for like 6 months, and I'm gone all the time.I think we can have problem in our relationship.
So
that's why even though I try so hard to develop my relationship with my nephew, but I just don't feel that like kind. I mean, I feel like I'm his father, you know, and I feel like I'm his uncle, but I don't know how to describe it, right? Because for parents, my relationship with my Cambodian parents is very different than my relationship with my adopted parents.
所以在这种状况下，这种感觉还是不一样。就像我跟我柬埔寨的妈妈、父母跟在美国的父母感觉还是不太一样。
For me, I think we miss this process. That's why miss the whole process.
所以我们就错过了这个阶段。
The cuddling, the gazing, the holding, that kind of stuff you miss, right?
就是被他们抱在怀里，被他们用温柔的眼神看这样。
Next one, please. Any question? Any thought? Any question? Okay, next one, please. develop trust while changing your infant's diapers, certainly, this is an opportunity to provide a basic need for your infant.
所以在换尿布的时候也可以，因为我们在满足婴儿这的一个需求。
So the more comfortable he or she is, the happy he or she will be.
所以当小孩越舒服的时候，他们就会越高兴。
Think how difficult it is for an adult to have positive feelings when they're uncomfortable.
我们可以想象，如果一个人不舒服，他们怎么会有好的想法呢？
By quickly identifying and taking care of this basic need, the infant stays comfortable and you prevent him or her from developing diaper rash.
所以当我们能够马上知道，我们能够知道小孩需要换，而赶快帮他们换，他们就会比较舒服。
Diaper change is also a great time to socialize with your infant.
这也是一个好机会，跟小孩来做一些交通。
Now, talk to your child in a gentle, friendly way, make the time more pleasant for both of you.
所以用一些温柔的话语跟小孩说话，这样对你们两个来说都很好。
And you can see here, so.We talk about take every opportunity, even changing diapers, you can develop good relationship with a child.
我们讲到把握机会，就算是换尿布也是一个好机会。
Why? Because when the child feels uncomfortable, and then you go there to rescue them, this is a very positive bonding.
所以当一个小孩非常的不舒服，而你去解救他的时候，这是一个好的一个关系。
Because they know that mom and dad.Will take care of me when something goes wrong.
因为他们知道父母在我们有事情的时候会来帮助我们。
Because even though it's very basic for the, for us, but for the child it's a big deal. Why? Because if they feel very uncomfortable, they cannot sleep, they can have rash. If we allow this to happen to them, this means they have no one that loves them and take care of them. This is what's going on in their minds and their thoughts.
对我们来说可能是很简单一件事，但是对他们来说是很重要，因为他们不舒服，他们可能没办法做任何事情，而且也会感到没有人来帮助我们这一点。
Yeah, for me, I think diaper change. I don't think I can ever do diaper changing.
I 觉得我永远无法换尿布。
Because I couple times on the airplane and the mother changed the diaper and stuff like.Two, three rows in front of me, and I have to go to the bathroom and throw up. That's how disgusting it is, right?
所以有时候在飞机上，我看我前面两三排的母亲在换尿布，我就必须去厕所吐，因为太恶心。
But the mother, she probably thinks, it doesn't smell and stuff like that, right? But it smells. But for a lot of mothers, it seems like it's nothing, right?
对母亲来说，虽然可能真的很臭，但他们并不觉得这样。
And doing that is also show great love already, right? Show great love.
这也是展现他们很大的爱。
Because when the kids get a little bit old, they know, wow, look at my mom and my dad, right? They're willing to touch my doo-doo, right? And this is show love, right? Show love.
所以当小孩长大，他们就会觉得，哇，爸爸妈妈愿意帮我换尿布是一件很伟大的事情。
So that's why all this process is very important for a child to develop a healthy person in the future. It's very important.
所以这些过程都是让小孩可以成长一个很健康的。
So we really should not take this very lightly.
所以我们要把它看得重一点。
Next one, please. A light body massage after lying in one position for an extended period can make an infant feel calmer or excited him or her.
所以当一个婴儿他躺着同一个姿势躺着一段时间以后，就帮他稍微按摩一下，这样会对他来说是。觉得很舒服，或者是让他们。
For me, this is my favorite part. Because the children, the infant, the skin is so soft, right? So nice, right? So I like to touch their skin because, you never can feel this kind of skin anywhere else. No.
所以我很喜欢触摸婴儿的一些的皮肤，因为实在是很舒服。
So that's why, as parents, it's good, right? If they lay in a crib for a long period of time, maybe just pick them up and move them and just massage them very lightly. These all show love and compassion and bonding.
所以当婴儿躺同一个姿势躺了一段时间，你就把他就稍微帮他按摩一下，让他感觉舒服一点。
That's why I say a light flow massage, a gentle back patting can relax an infant and even put him or her to sleep.
所以一轻轻的按摩他或者帮他拍一拍，可以让婴儿好睡一点。
More active, although always gentle, massage can excite him or her and encourage body movement, right? When you tickle the massage, the kids are all going crazy, right? But this is very healthy for them.
所以当你按摩婴儿的时候，他们都会很兴奋的乱动，这样对他们来说是很好的。
Of course, some parents can find enjoyment participating in movement program designed for the parent and infant, right? So you can just go online and Google it and to see what kind of different massage in different places to make the infant, right, feel bad about themselves and have bond, you know, bond towards you.
所以我们可以上网去查一些按摩的一些技巧还有地位置，让我们可以跟小孩建立更好的关系。
Okay, next slide please. Smiling and eye contact are critical part of your infant experience.
所以微笑以及双眼神接触是所以是很重要。
Allow your baby to focus in your face several times a day. He or she needs to recognizeHis or her parent by sight as well as touch and smell.
所以我们必须要让小孩 对我们有，就是要更让我们要识别我们父母之间父母的一些，父母让他们能够认识我们父母的长相啊，或者是触摸或一些味道。
No, it's interesting, right? You know, because I have a pond and my pond is full of koi fish.
我有一个池塘，里面有些鱼。
And when I walk out of my door, the back door, when I walk, they know it's me.
当我走出我的后门的时候，这些鱼知道我来了。
So they all come up, they want to eat.
他们就游过来，想要吃东西。
But if any strangers they come out and then they know it's not them, they don't come up.
那如果有一个陌生人走出去，他们就不会聚集。
For me, I think they really feel, you know, when we walk, they can hear, right, the sound.And the sound, the way I walk is different than other people walk. I think that's how they know. Of course, when I go to the pond, they see my face. They also come up. Yeah.
所以我觉得是我们走路的声音跟大家都不一样，所以他可以认出我走路的声音。
Go back to that one. Yeah, the facial expression. Yes. So here, it's important that, you know, our child needs to see our faces all the time.
小孩必须要看到我们的脸。
That's why it's important if we use babysitting all the time and they always see the babysitter's face all the time, then they are very confused, right? When they grow up, when they, you know, become a little bit to be able to rationalize, like, are these my parents or not, right? Why this, I see this person's faces all the time.
所以当一个小孩一直被放在保姆那边，他们长大就会有一点搞混，说这真的是我的父母吗？
Of course, it also can go the other way, right? You can be angry and upset, and the child also can recognize too, and that's not very positive.
当然也，孩子也可以用不好反面的一些表情来识别父母。
Okay, next one, please. Yeah, speech, right? Your voice can also be positive influence on your infant.Hearing familiar positive sound will assure your infant that you are close.
所以我们的声音也是会影响到孩子们。如果说我们，所以当小孩听到一些很熟悉的话的声音的时候，那这样就可以确保你们的关系。
All these things we talk about, it also can become very negative too, right? If your speech is yelling, angry, and it's the tone of voice is very loud, it also can affect them in a positive way, in a negative way.
所以如果我们讲话的声音永远都是很大声、很生气的，这样也会影响到我们的孩子。
You know, you can do this when activities such as dressing, cooking, or caring for others prevent you from holding your infant.
你可以做一些事情，比如说穿衣服、煮饭啊，或者是关心别人，然后让你没有办法抱住你的孩子。
So now we're in some situation that we're not going to be able to hold our child, we're not going to be able to see for them to see our face, but they can hear our voice.
所以如果说，所以当我们没办法去跟我们孩子有亲密接触，我们可以用一些声音让他们能够识别我们。
Like every morning when I go out of my house, I just say to my fish, "Hey guys, good morning, guys." I say it that way, and they really recognize your voice, even the fish.
所以每天早上我都跟我的鱼道早安，久而久之他们
really excited, right?
所以他们识别我的声音就会很兴奋。
And a lot of them, if in the summertime they would jump over the water lilies, you know, the pad, the lily pads, they would jump on there like that. They get so excited, right?
有些鱼还会跳到莲花上面。
I tell you, when my wife go out there, they don't do that.
如果我的太太出去，他们并不会这样。
Because my wife, she never spend time with the fish. You know, she She does not feed, she doesn't talk to them, she doesn't feed them, she doesn't do anything with them. She doesn't go outside, period, right? When she go out there, the fish just gets scared and just, you know, want to go back in a tunnel in the bottom, right?
当他走出去以后, 那些鱼都, 会很怕, 然后躲起来。
And the same thing with Seven, because he spends so much time with me, so he goes out there with the fish and they recognize him too.
所以我的侄子因为常常跟我在一起, 他出去鱼也会认识他。
And just the voice itself when you talk, they can recognize. And I'm sure that infants can feel to do that.
就算鱼也可以识别人的声音, 我相信我们的婴儿也可以。
Of course, you know, when we have infant and they hear the mother's voice or the dad's voice, they get very excited, right? They get very excited.
所以有些小孩, 婴儿听到父母的声音就会非常的兴奋。
Okay, next one, please. Okay. So can you go to slide number 3, please? So any question, any thought about this develop a relationship with a student in infancy? Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
So,我之前有学到说，我们不应该对孩子说一些无意义的字，这样会让他们有不好的影响。So
that's a very important point, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. 就算是他们才生下来一周，他们已经开始学习了。
And can you imagine, like, you know, sometimes you see parents go with the kids, you know, and say all those like crazy words like cookie gaga, and the kid probably think, what's going on? You know, they just right. Because for them, they're like, why do we speak like that, right? It doesn't make sense. And that's a very good point.
Yeah.
Because just speak to them normal, that's what we want to teach them.
Yeah.
If we don't, and then we just, especially, you know, quite often, I think a lot of parents think it's cute. I don't know if Asian parents do, but sometimes American parents, they think it's cute. Sometimes they, you know, they teach them the curse word and things like that, right? You know, it's not funny, actually, when the kids say something that's bad. Well, some parents think it's so funny, but it's not funny, right?
有时候父母会教小孩说一些不好听的话，当他们讲的时候，他们会觉得很可爱，但是其实是不好的。
And I'm so surprised nowadays, like my nephew's age, they swear all the time.
我也很惊讶说像 我侄子这样的年纪，他们就一直在说脏话了。
Of course, for me, I'm like, you know, where they learn all this?
当然我也会想他们到底在哪里学的。
Of course, quite often the parents, you know, when they're younger, they think, oh, they're so cute, they say something funny, right? But when they grow older, they develop a kind of mentality.
所以当孩子小时候，父母可能觉得这样很可爱，但是他们长大就会继续下去。
Okay, thank you. Okay, let's go next one. So improving communication with our children.
所以再来就要提到我们怎么跟我们的孩子有更好的沟通。
Improving communication with our children, one of the most important parenting practices is good communication.
所以有一个很重要的重点就是跟孩子的沟通。
And communication is especially important during adolescence when all pattern of communicating may have to be altered to fit the growing needs and capabilities of your adolescents.
所以在一个孩子最重要的期间，其实他们青少年的时候，可能要依据情况来改变我们跟他们的沟通方式。
You know, sometimes when I go to the park or the playground,
有时候我去公园里面,
and then you know, when parents talk to like a little boy, maybe 2 or 3 years old, right?
当父母跟一个比如说两三岁的小孩讲话的时候,
I just talk to them just like an adult. Right?
跟他们讲话就像一个成人一样。
But actually, for the young infant, for that little boy, he does not understand what you're talking about. But sometimes you talk to him, you feel like, oh, you know, you want him to be an adult, but it's a certain age to speak a certain thing.
我们可能觉得说我们想要让他们感受成人，就是像一个成人一样，但是他们其实还是不懂。
Like for my nephew, the way I talk to him now is very different than 4 years ago. 3 years ago.
所以像我跟我侄子的交谈方式跟3年前是非常大的不同。
Now because he's 10 years old, quite often when he asks me questions, I give him more of full answer, right, to the question he asks, because he'd be able to rationalize what is right and what is wrong.
所以在他十岁当他问我问题的时候，我都会给他更完整的答案，因为他必须要去自己去理解这些东西。
And the same thing when he asked me a question about the Bible, now when he asked me something about the Bible, I can give more details what might understand the Bible, but when he was, you know, 5-6 years old, he really cannot do that.
像他问我圣经上的问题的时候，我可以跟他聊更深入关于我的想法，但是三四年前是不行的。
So communication skill is very important to our children.
所以沟通技巧对孩子来说很重要。
But quite often the way we communicate will also affect the way our children communicate also.
有时候我们的沟通方式也会影响到小孩的沟通方式。
Actually, if you know my adopted dad, my dad is from Sicily, right? If you know him, the way I speak, the way I use my hands is almost exactly the same that he did. I'm just like him. You know,
如果你认识收养我的父亲，你会发觉我跟他的一些动作、说话方式其实很像。
And for me, I don't realize that until sometime I watch video and stuff like that. Like, wow, I act exactly like my dad. Right?
我看到一些影片就会发觉，哦，我跟他其实这么像。
And the way I stand, the way I walk, the way I move my hands, exactly the same way.
我的走路方式，我手的姿势跟他都很像。
So that's why it's important with our children when they look at us, especially the way we communicate to them, and how important is, you know, and the things that we say and the things that we do, they will copy.
所以我们所做的任何事情，小孩都会去模仿。
Next one, please. They strive to create an atmosphere in which all family members are free to discuss whatever topics they need to discuss.
所以我们必须要让家里的气氛是大家都可以讲出他们自己的想法来讨论。
I say this is so important.
这非常的重要。
To be able to set a safe environment that our children can talk to us about anything they want.
在我们在家里这个安全的状况下，孩子可以把任何事情跟我们讲。
For example, as Asian parents, what topics we don't want our children to talk about, right? If a children bring some kind of topic, we like, oh,don't talk about that, right?
对，像我们亚洲人，我们父母不希望孩子们讲什么话题呢？
What do you think that is?
你们觉得是什么？
As Asian parents, what topic we don't want our children to bring it up?
我们不希望小孩子讲什么话，什么样的话题呢？
What? What topic? Yes. Most of the time, actually, to talk about sex, right? Sex.
就是性。
Of course, quite often, you know, in Asian culture, sometimes to talk about sex is like a taboo, right?
有时候在亚洲文化是不能够谈到性的。
But actually, it's important to talk to them.
但是这对他们来说很重要。
Because if they don't learn from us, they're going to learn from somebody else.
如果我们没有教他，他会跟别人学。
And I'm sure that somebody else, maybe learning from them is not a good idea.
有时候这可能不是一个好主意。
So everything that, you know,all our children should be able to feel comfortable, can talk to us, like to us as parents, about any topic and any circumstances.
所以小孩必须要能够，敢跟父母讲任何的话题。
Because that's why flexibility and family communication allows the adolescent to express himself or herself.
所以在家庭里面有很弹性的一些沟通，对。对他们来说是很好的成长。
And why this is so important for parents?
那对于父母来说为什么很重要呢？
For a child to, you know, express he or herself.
让小孩表达他们自己心中的想法。
Why? You know, when children be able to express themselves, then we will know more about what's going on in their lives.
如果小孩能够表达出更多他们的自我，那我们就可以更加了解他们的生活。
You know, the one, the child that you need to worry the most, the one is always very quiet.
我们需要担心的小孩是都不说话的小孩。
Why? Because they keep everything to themselves.
因为他们把所有事情都隐藏起来。
So when you know something happened, it's already too late.
如果你知道什么事发生，那都太晚了。
That's why it's very important. When our children want to talk to us, they, you know, when we are busy, when they talk to us, not, we always try to make time to be there to listen to them.
所以不管我们多忙碌，当小孩想要跟我们聊天的时候，我们都应该要想办法，挪出点时间。
Because if we don't let take the time to listen to them, then they don't feel that the free, you know, environment for them to talk. And then later on when they have big issues, they're not going to come to us to talk.
如果你没有让他们有这样的机会，那之后他们发生什么事，他们也不会想，他们也不敢来跟你讲。
Of course, sometimes if you know if you have a girl, you know, then you want to talk to the mom. Maybe the dad does not need to be there, right? Because there's certain issue with young girls that you know does not require a dad to be there.
有时候女儿会想跟妈妈讲话，这时候爸爸并不需要在场，因为是女性的问题。
You know, sometimes when my nieces talk to my wife about this, I'm like, okay, I don't need to be in this conversation. You know, let me get out of here first, right?
有时候我的侄女在跟我的太太讲事情的时候，我就说，嗯，我不用在这里，我先走。
And but sometimes when I talk to my nephew, you know, even though my wife, you know, for her, she doesn't really know how to get through him in certain things, right? But for a father, it's very easy, right? Because he's a boy.
有时候对我的侄子来说，我的太太就比较对拿他没办法，但是对我来说就很，因为我们都是男生，所以我比较能够知道他的问题。
And that's why by developing using good communication skills, sensitive issues that arise in adolescence can be discussed with greater comfort and success. This is very important.
所以，让如果有良好的沟通技巧，那在青少年有些比较。严重的问题就可以比较轻松的来讨论。
That's why for my nieces and nephew, they pretty much can bring anything up to talk to me about. There's nothing turn them down. Anything they want to talk about, I'm there to talk to them.
所以我的侄子侄女可以对我说，讨论，可以跟我讨论任何的话题，我都不会说不要。
And I remember one time, one of my niece, she was having question about, you know, homosexuality, right?
有时候，有一次我的侄女想要谈论同性恋。
And she feel like maybe she, you know, leaning toward, you know, toward more of like being a lesbian, right?
她觉得她有点同性恋的倾向。
Of course, it was not an easy topic.
这不是一个很容易讨论的话题。
But I always did talk to her and I share with her anytime you want to talk and discuss more stuff.I'm there for you.
但是我跟他说，你任何时间都可以来跟我讨论任何的事情。
And when my nieces lived with me before, I always have every night at a certain time you can come to talk to me at that particular. For example, 6 to 7, you can come to me talk to me. Any you know at that 6 to 7, you can come no matter what I do. That 1 hour is for you to talk to me.
所以之前我跟我的侄子侄女说，在比如说是六点到七点，这个小时不管我做什么，你就可以来找我聊天。
You know, our children grow up in this kind of society is very difficult for them.
孩子在这样的社会成长其实很不容易。
If they don't have us to talk to, who are they going to talk to?
如果他不能跟我们讲的话，他能跟谁讲呢？
You know, because their friends are not going to give them good advice.
因为他的朋友们没办法给他好的建议。
And quite often, even you know.People in the world will not give them good advice.
这世上的人也没办法给他什么好的建议。
Next one, please. Finding time to communicate with your teen may prove to be a challenge in today's busy world.
在现今忙碌的世代，你要找时间跟孩子聊天，其实不太容易。
Why do you think this is?
为什么呢？
To find time to communicate with a teen is a challenge nowadays, right?Is this true or false? It's true. It's true. So what can we do to make it better?
So 我们要怎么样来改善这个环境状况呢？ Yes. 就是有一些保留一段时间来跟孩子们沟通。
Actually, the trick to be able to have all the time in the world to speak to our teens, children,is when they're in the infancy. If when they, in that age, we always communicate with them, we always take time for them, then later on, they always can have time for us.
所以当一个婴儿，如果当我们在孩子还是婴儿的时候，我们就一直跟他们有沟通的话，那他长大以后也会有这样的一个习惯来跟我们沟通。
You know, my niece and nephew, they always want to talk to me. Sometimes I'm like, come on already. You know, they always want to talk to me. And my niece, they're in their 20s. They still want to talk to me, right?
我的侄子跟侄女一直常常都想跟我聊天。然后有时候我会觉得够了，够了。
Why? Because from the young age, we develop good relationship.
因为在他们年轻时候，我们的 我们的关系有建立起来。
And even sometimes in college, they call me 2 o'clock in the morning. I still pick up the phone. I still talk to them.
就像他们在上学的时候，有时候两点打过来，我还是跟他们讲。
No matter where I am, you know what time it is. If they text me, they call me, I will respond right away.
不管是几点在哪里，如果他联络我，就会回复。
And they feel this kind of comfort, and because of this, they always want to communicate with me.
所以他们因为这样子，他们总是想要跟我来沟通。
No, devoting just a few minutes a day listening actively to your teen is a good place to start.
就是每天留几分钟来跟小孩讲话是一个好的开始。
对 ，How many of us, when a child talk to us, we just sit there and just be able to listen to them without saying anything, just listen.
我们有谁是当孩子跟我们讲话的时候，我们就坐在那边听，都不说话的
？Think about this. You don't need to raise your hand, but think about this.
我们来想一下。
You know, when a child or children come to talk to us, do we sit there and just listen without, you know, making comment before even they finish and things like that, right?
我们有时候小孩来找我们讲话，我们就坐在那边静静的听，什么都不说。
We should be able to do it. If we find ourselves every time our children talk to us and we interrupt them or we feel we don't want to listen to them, then when they get older, it can be a big problem for us.
如果在他们讲话的过程中，我们想要打断他们，那这样他们长大以后会是一个大问题。
You know, really, my nephew, he loves to talk.
我的侄子他非常喜欢说话。
When I'm driving from, you know, Dallas to here, he talks behind me, right? Ask that, right? Quite often, I don't even hear what he's saying because when he speaks, his voice is so soft, and I keep telling him, Seven, project your voice. I'm going 80 miles per hour, and you speak so soft that I cannot hear you.
所以当我从达拉斯开车过来五个小时，我的侄子就在后面讲话，但他讲话太轻了，我就跟他说，你要讲大声一点。
Sometimes I feel really bad because he keeps talking. I have no idea what he's saying. I cannot hear him. And I'm tired of telling him to speak louder, right? So then he's like, and then Ani is like, Uncle, what do you think? I'm like,
有时候他讲话我真的是听不到，但是我又不想每次一直跟他说要讲大声一点。然后当他跟我讲说，你叔叔你怎么想，我就觉得不太好意思。
And right now he's really into Pokemon, right? And he tells all the story about,How Pikachu became Pikachu, right?
他现在很喜欢看一个卡通，他就是跟我聊卡通的剧情。
And I say, how did Pikachu become Pikachu? Say, one of the person sneezed, Achoo, and then Pikachu came out like, what? It's like, you know, that kind of story, right?
所以他就告诉我很多的故事。
And can you imagine 4 hours of these things, right? Because he knows all the characters and how they become their characters. No, for Uncle, I'm not really interested in too much, right?
You know? 对，可以想象，在四个小时当中，他就一直在讲这个事情。
But sometimes I say, eat this, eat this, eat this for a little bit. You know, I give him something to eat so he don't talk. Yeah. He can talk 4 hours straight. It amazes me. You know?
所以我有时候就叫他吃点东西，可以休息一下。
But for me to listen, because the problem is that he talks so soft. He talks so soft.
对我的问题来说，是因为他真的讲得太小声了。
And almost every sentence I tell him, Seven, speak louder. And then he speak louder, and he go back to the soft again, right?
所以他每一句话我都跟他说你讲大声一点，但是下一句话他又变小声。
But I thank God, you know, that he's willing to talk to me, even though quite often I'm really not listening.
感谢神，他还是愿意跟我讲话，虽然有时候我没有在听。
I can tolerate by half an hour. After half an hour, I'm done. You know.
Okay,、yeah. 可以听半个小时之后就没办法了。
Because the story talk about he's so excited about it, but for me it's like, oh man, you know, why do I need to know this? You know.
因为他很兴奋的跟我讲，但是我完全不感兴趣。
But I think one of the main reasons he doesn't speak loud enough. That's why sometimes I cannot hear him.
那就是他会讲话很小声，我听不到。
But as parents, we have to try our best. Really sit there and listen, and you know, take all those things they want to share in, right?So when they get older, they were still excited to talk to us.
所以对父母来说，我们要想办法把他们所说的话全部接收进来，这样他们长大以后还是会想来跟我们说话。
And then arrange a time when you are both free to talk about the day.
也要留一个时间让我们来讨论今天发生的事情。
Remember, it's important to let your adolescent share without him or her feeling pressured into sharing.
很重要的一点是让他们在分享的时候没有压力。
And this is also very important.
这是很重要的一点。
Now, quite often as parents, when you want the children to hear and you force them, then it's not a good way to build a kind of relationship.
如果我父母一直强迫小孩讲话，这样也没办法建立良好的关系。
Now, for my nieces and nephews, I never force them to hear because when they hear, they do not stop. So I just, when they really have to hear, then I'm there listening to them. But if not,Yeah, take a break is good, right?
因为我的侄子侄女他们一讲话就停不了了，所以当他们不想讲的时候，我也不会强迫他们讲。
Because for my brain, right? Because my wife, my wife, she has no patience to listen.
我太太并没有耐心去听他们讲话。
And quite often they don't go to my wife and talk to her because she has, and she knows that she has no patience to listen to them.
所以我的侄子侄女都知道太太没有耐心，所以不会去找她讲话。
Because my wife is a type of person, no nonsense kind of person, right? If you talk nonsense, she doesn't want to listen to you. That's it. She shut everything, right?
如果你讲的话不是她想要听的，她就会完全她就不会听。
But of course, we hope that she, you know, improve that kind of social skill. But for many years, where she hasn't, right?
当然，我们希望她能够进步，但是她目前还没有。
And for her, when she listens to people.Her head hurts. Her head hurts. That's how it is.
当她听别人讲话的时候，她会头痛。
And you know, she also doesn't talk much either because when she talks a lot, her head also hurts. So quite often, when even people talk, in some way it's good too because she never listens to people gossiping. And people talk and stuff, she's too lazy to listen. Right?
对她来说有一个好处就是她不会去跟别人讲八卦。
And for her, that's why, you know, quite often if seven go and talk to him and stuff like that, yeah. If we just talk nonsense stuff, she would just yell at him, hey, you know, stop talking nonsense, right? You need that. But sometimes it's not good to do that, right?
所以有时候侄子去跟他讲话，他会说不要讲这些废话，但其实不是一件好事。
But as of now, we are sure that our niece and nephew love to talk to us, and it's a very good thing.、Right?
但是我现在我侄子女儿，他侄子他跟侄女很喜欢来找我们讲话，这是很
好。Yes, next one, please.Guideline for effective communication.
所以这里有一个良好沟通技巧的建议。
Of course, in order to solve family problems, it is important to be able to discuss them openly.
所以要解决家庭里面的问题，要能够公开的讨论是最好的。
Actually, to discuss it openly is very frightening for parents.
要公开的来讲，对父母来说有时候是很。会有一些顾虑的。
Because sometimes our children ask us very strange questions or very personal questions, and sometimes as parents we don't want, you know, also to share, right? Something, yeah.
有时候孩子会问太私人的问题，父母还不太想要分享的。
But effective communication involves both listening and speaking.
但是有效的沟通是听跟讲都是。要同时存在的。
Good listeners show an interest in what the other person is saying.
好的倾听者，他永远能够让别人觉得他有在听。
If you think of a person you'd like to talk to,
你想一下，你一个你很喜欢跟他讲话的人。
And you think, why do you like to talk to them?
想一下，为什么你喜欢跟他讲话
？What do you think? Why do you like to talk to that person? You know, think about the person who you usually talk to.
我们来想一下，我们常跟他们讲话的人，为什么喜欢
跟他们讲？ And you like to talk to them, why?
为什么呢？
Why? Yes, that's it. Because they listen.
因为他会听你说话。
So that is very easy. If you want our children to like to talk to us, just listen.
所以如果想要小孩喜欢跟我们讲话，就是要当一个好的倾听者。
But parents, it's very difficult to sit there to listen. It's just difficult.
但是要父母坐在那边听，其实不是蛮困难的。
But actually, effective communication involves both listening and speaking.
但是好的沟通是听跟说都加在一起。
And most parents, what do? We quite often we communicate with speaking. That's it. We just tell them, hey, you do this, you do that, it is right. We don't listen.
父母的沟通常常就是说，就是叫孩子做这做那，不听。
And of course, good listeners show an interest in what the other person is saying.
当然，好的倾听者就会表现出他的兴趣在听的时候。
I think with my nephew when he share about his Pokemon stuff like that, yeah, I definitely feel this.
You know? 所以当我只在跟我讲这卡通的时候，我就可以理解到这一点。
Because quite often I'm not interested in it. I try to be interested, but it just doesn't come out.
很多时候我会尝试着要去要有兴趣，但是我没办法。
But one thing he realized that when he talk about Bible stuff, and then he has my full attention. He knows that.
但是他知道一件事，当他讲到圣经的时候，我就会很专心的听他讲。
You know, now he still read a chapter and write like a short summarization, right? Like a short essay on it, right?
他现在还是读了一章，就会写一篇小的总结。
So now, you know, now when after he read it, then he would tell me the whole story what happened.
所以当我读了以后，就会叫我告诉他发生什么事。
And sometimes the whole story tell me 10-15 minutes, but I sit there and listen to him, and he tell me the story, right? He tell me the story.
有时候他跟我说一些圣经上的故事，花了10-15分钟。
Because you know what I was doing, he tell me about most of the time I'm very familiar with it.
他跟我讲的通常我都还蛮熟悉的。
So when he says something, one thing that is wrong, and then I tell him.No, this is not right. What did Jesus say exactly?
所以当他说到有一点误差的时候，我就跟他说，耶稣其实是这样讲。
And then he said, no, this is what Jesus said.
他说这不是耶稣不是这样讲。
I say, no, go check your Bible again.
我就跟他说，再去读一次圣经。
Then after he checked, like, oh yeah.
让他读到就会恍然大悟。
Why do I do that with him?
为什么要这样做呢？
I think to tell him, actually, I'm very listening to you. Every word that you say, if you say it wrong, if you say it,Because I'm listening to you, I can tell. You know, I will tell you this is wrong and that is wrong.
所以要让他知道我很专心在听他说，所以他说错一个字，我都可以告诉他。
And there's one thing that amazes me, my nephew, when he read the Bible, when he share the Bible, you know, for a 10-year-old kid, it's amazing. Like the depth that he has understanding the Bible, right?
能够这样子读经并且分享，对一个10岁的小孩来说，其实是很不简单的。
Of course, he's been doing for the last 3 years already, right? Like this.
他已经这样做3年左右。
It's funny because when we play charade, you guys know what charade is, right? Yeah, charade is a game that you use your hands to describe a certain things, right?
就是比手画脚。
And we realize that when he plays charade, most of the example he uses from the Bible.He used the Bible to it.
当他在玩比手画脚，他很多的例子都是从圣经来的。
And of course, even though he's for him, he loves to read, but I'm sure the Bible is the least thing that he likes to read, right?
他虽然喜欢阅读，但是圣经应该是他最不喜欢读的东西。
Before we came, he went to take some Pokemon books, and the book is like this thick. And he got two of them. He almost finished already. So yeah.
我们来之前，他去借了卡通的书，很厚，但他已经快要读完。
And sometimes reading the Bible one chapter take him an hour.
有时候他读经读一章要一个小时。
You know, but of course, it's you know, I mean, I would love for him to be able to read the Bible like he read Pokemon, but it doesn't work that way.
当然，我希望他读圣经也可以用像读卡通的这样子的精神，但是没有办法。
Yeah, consider the following guidelines and how you might use them to improve your family communication skills.
那我们来看一下有哪些
Next one, please. Next one. Yeah. Draw a mental picture of what the other person is saying.
是试着把别人说的话画成一幅图。
Ask questions to help you complete the picture in your mind.
问一些问题，让你的心中可以有这样有一幅有可以有这个影像。
This will let the other person know that you are taking an interest in his or her topic.
让别人就知道你对他在说的话题是有兴趣的。
Yeah, this is a very good strategy for to be a great listener and a great communicator.
这对好的沟通者来说是非常重要的。
Now ask questions to help you complete the picture in your mind.
就是要问问题来帮助你完成在心上画的这幅图。
So of course, when my nephew talk about Pikachu, this and that, I like, first, how did they name this little thing Pikachu? That's what, and it was my fault asking that question. Then he showed me all the names, right? Yeah.
所以当他在讨论告诉我卡通的时候，我会说这个人为什么会这样命名，他就会开始跟我讲很多的名字。
Because quite often, I don't know why we like the name Pikachu. It just, you know, it sounds funny and things like that. So when I ask him that, he knows that I'm interacting with him. And then, of course, you know, after that, there was no stopping, right? So he tell me everything else, you know.
所以当我问他这个问题，他就知道我有在跟他互动，他就不会停了。
When we ask question equal to take an interest.
问问题就等于表达你的兴趣。
So just like right now, none of you guys ask me questions, you have not interest in this topic.
所以如果你们没有问问题，就表示你们不感兴趣。
Next one, please. Learning something new from the speaker.
就从讲话的人学到新的东西。
As parents, so difficult to do this, right?
以父母来说，这很难。
So sometimes you need to take the role of the student so that your adolescent becomes the teacher.
有时候自己当学生，让你的孩子变成老师。
I think this one of the things that I do well with my nephew. I will ask him, hey, you know, why is this, why is that? And then he feels so excited to tell me because he knows something that I don't know, right?
我觉得这一点我做得很好，因为有时候会问我的侄子说，一些事情他就很，因为他就很兴奋，因为他知道我不知道。
Really, you'll be surprised next time if you take a role as a student, then ask, you know, our children why they say this, why did they do that? I think their answer is quite amazing.
所以，我们可以尝试一下，让我们当一个学生来问我们的孩子他们的一些反应，他们的回答会很让你很惊讶。
You know.Several times when my nephew read a passage or read the chapter, then I ask him and the questions of that, and he teach me that the passage I never thought before, and I was like so amazed, you know.
有时候当他读完经啊，我问他说他的想法，他有时候告诉我了我从来没想过的一个论点。
He's 10 years old and I can learn the Bible from him. I was amazed.
他才十岁，但是我可以从他身上学到圣经的一些话，我很惊讶。
Because sometimes children, their thoughts, they are very pure, right? Very simple. Sometimes for adults, we too much things in our head, right? Thinking too much in that. The answer is right there, but sometimes we cannot find it because it's too much stuff in our heads, right?
有时候大人们脑袋中有太多事情，所以就算答案就在那边，我们还是找不到。但是小孩他们就。他们的心比较纯洁就可以找到。
Really, next time when our children do something, ask them, hey, why are you doing it this way?
所以当下次小孩在做什么事，我们可以问他说，为什么你要这样做呢？
Don't go say, hey, that's the wrong way, don't do it, do it this way. Right? Sometimes we always do that. But instead, ask them, why do you do it this way? Why do you feel that, you know, it's better to do it this way? That is developing relationship.
不要只跟他们说要怎么做才对，你可以先问他为什么要这样做，这样对建立关系也是很有帮助的。
But of course, when we ask that kind of question, we're not asking to prove that we are right and they are wrong. That's not the point, right?
当然在问这些问题不是为了要找对错。
The point is we really want to know why they do such a thing.
我们是要知道，真的要知道为什么他们会这样做。
Just like my nephew, last weekend, my whole family stayed at a hotel.
上周末我们全家住在一个旅馆里。
So my nephew, yeah, he was taking a shower.
我的侄子在洗澡。
And then his towel that he brought up, you know, the towel that he brought, I mean, from like a shelf, then he put it on the floor, right?
他把架子上的毛巾放在地板上。
And ask him, I say, seven, right?Why do you put the towel on the floor?
我就问他，你为什么要把毛巾放在地上呢？
Remember last night, right? You used the tub to wash your feet because your feet were so smelly, right?
你昨天用洗脸盆洗你的脚，因为你的脚很臭。
So you put the towel on the floor, then after you're gonna pick that towel, then you're gonna wipe yourself with after the shower, right?
如果你把它放在地上，你踩了以后，你要把它拿起来擦身体。
I like, why did you do that?
就是说为什么你这样做？
Of course, for him thinking like, why did I do that? Why did you do that, right?
所以就一直在想说他为什么要这样做。
And why did he do that, you think?
他为什么这样做呢？
Why you think he did that? He's too lazy. He's too lazy, right? To just extend his hand a little bit longer from the shelf. So he put it on the floor, which is all dirty and things like that. It's like, it doesn't make sense, right?
只是懒惰，把手伸长一点，从架子上拿，所以他就直接把它丢在地上。
But when I ask him this question, actually, it's a very good, you know, I'm communicating with him. I wasn't mad, I wasn't angry. I'm just asking him, you know, why would you do this? You know, why would you do this?
在问这个问题，我并没有生气，也没有怎样，只是单纯的问他为什么要这样做。
And then when we came here, and he, you know, he has his dirty clothes.
那我们来到这里，他的脏衣服。
And then he put his dirty clothes into a bag. Then he put all the new pajama stuff also into the bag with the dirty clothes. Right?
他把他的脏衣服跟他的睡衣，干净的睡衣都放在同一个袋子里。
And the same thing, I say, why did you do that?
我就问他，你为什么要这样做？
I say, this pajama is going to wear tonight, and the clothes that you roll on the ground, right, and you're dirty, maybe you pee pee on it, right? You want to put that with your new pajamas? Does it make sense? Right?
你的睡衣是今天晚上要穿的，但是你的脏衣服可能你在玩的时候把它弄得很脏，你要把它放在一起。
So for me, it's very easy just to yell at him, right?
So it's
easy to yell at him.
所以对我来说，直接骂他是一件很简单的事。
Actually, when you ask this kind of question, let them rationalize and let them think. This means a lot of times that this is how we develop a relationship with them. It's important.
当然，但是问他们这些问题，可以让他们思考，也可以建立直接彼此的关系。
I know there are a couple of times that he did something I thought it was very strange, but when he answered, like, wow, that is a bad idea. A couple of times was like that. Yeah.
有时候他做一些很奇怪的事，我问他，他真的就是一个不好的。
And I admit it. I say, oh yes, Simon, that is really a good idea to do that, right?
然后我就想说，哎，你的想法很好。
And then he'd be like, oh, he's all happy, right? He's all happy.
他就非常开心。
But of course, there'll be very few times, you know, but that one time it happened, that, you know, they get very excited, they want to talk to you more, right?
当然不是很多次，但是只要有那一次，他就会很想再跟你多聊天。
Okay, next one, please. It's 4:15 already, right? Yeah.Do not use this time to interrupt in one of your own stories.
So, 所以在这一段时间中，不要用你自己的一些故事来打断。
It's important to stay focused on another person, right?
要注意把聚焦在另外在讲话的人身上。
It doesn't matter how boring the stories that children tell us. Just don't interrupt. Let them finish the story.
不管小孩说的多么的无聊，你还是让他们。完成
really, a lot of times the servant tell me about some story about his friends, like at school, they're like, I have no idea what he's talking about, right?
有时候侄子跟我讲他学校同学发生的事情，我完全不了解发生了什么。
But for him, when he's telling, he's so excited because this is what happened to him in school.、Right?
因为对他来说是很兴奋，因为这就是他所发生的事情。
He's like, yeah, my friend is this, my friend is that, isn't that, that. For me, I'm like, okay, yeah, okay, all right, you know?
所以就他的朋友做的这些那些事情，对我来说是啊，哦，就这样。
But it's very easy for me to tell him, "Okay, sound quiet already, huh? Your story is stupid."
当然要直接，
那
直接打断他是很简单的。
And it doesn't make sense. You're not funny, you know? Why you say such things, right?
为什么你要说这些让我不感兴趣的话呢
？Oh no, you cannot say such things. You don't. Yeah, you cannot. You know, sometimes you feel like you, of course, you have to be honest to them, but at the same time, you know.You cannot be so rough toward their stories too, right?
当然你要诚实，但是也不能够这么的突然的打断。
Then actually, just on Thursday, I pick him up. Then he asked me a question like, "Uncle, if I say hi to a person, that mean I love them?"
所以礼拜四我去接他的时候，他跟我说，我跟一个人说 hi 的话，就是我爱他们吗
？And if that person say hi to me all the time, do they love me?
当一个人一直跟我说 hi， 他喜欢我吗
？And I say to him, I like, well, there's some girls in school like you.
我就问他说，在学校有女生喜欢你吗？
How do you know? How do you know?
他说你怎么知道？
For him, it's such a great science, you know. But you know, for him, he just wants to know. He feels excited when his girls say hi to him all the time, right? And he wants to know if saying hi, you know, liking him, you know.
所以他只是很想很对于。一个女生一直对他说 hi， 他感到很兴奋。
But when I tell him like, do you want to ask me if some girl like you? But he got so excited because of that, right?
但是我问他这个问题，他就非常的更兴奋。
He thought like, wow, I like a prophet or something, you know?
他觉得我好像一个先知一样。
To us like, okay, the no-brainer little guy, you know? But you know, yeah.
对我们来说，他其实就是不。
So I think a lot of things like that happen in our conversation.
所以在我们的沟通当中，有很多这样的话，类似的话题。
Next one, please.Yeah, be an active listener. An active listener summarizes the speaker's statement to check for understanding.
所以一个好的倾听者会总结在讲话的人他所讲的话题。
You know, all this is very similar to when I talk about develop relationship with others, right? It's similar, but it's a little bit more into details.
所以在跟别人，我之前讲过，在跟别人建立关系的时候也是差不多，不过这是更加的细节。
No, ask questions to keep the conversation moving.
在其中也要问问题，让这个沟通能够继续。
By asking for more detail, you will help to stay focused on that topic.
如果你对于这个主题问多一点问题，就可以继续，就可以更专注在上面。
Next one, please. Yeah, might speak emotional state unless it is hostile.
如果这个尽量去 去把自己的心境调整，跟说话的人一样，除非他是不好的一些情。
So we need to help the speaker feel accepted if it matches his or her mood.
所以感我们要能够显现出我们感同身受。
Of course, when a child feels sad, when a child feels excited, we must know go with the same flow.
当然，如果一个小孩他感觉到很难过，我们要试着跟他。
And quite often, it's very difficult for parents because children always excite for everything.
对父母来说很难，因为小孩总是对任何事情都很
兴奋。And then if you and I have a bad day, if we have a bad day at work, and this and that, we have a fight with our spouse.And then it's very difficult to show this kind of, you know, state of emotion.
如果我们过了一个很糟的一天，那我们就没办法跟孩子一样这么兴奋。
This also show empathy, reassurance that you understand and can identify with the speakers.
也要展现出你的同理心，让讲话的人知道你懂他们在讲什么。
Next one, please. Withhold advice unless you are asked to give it.
就是除非他跟你，除非他想要你的建议，不然你不要
不要这给他。For me, this is really the reverse psychology to develop a relationship with our children.
那这对我来说是，对，建立关系很重要。
I hear my niece and nephew all asking, "Uncle, what do you think? Uncle, what do you think?" Right? They say that all the time, right?
他们都说，叔叔你怎么想呢？
Because I tell my opinion is very important, right?
我的意见很重要。
When I say something, you know, I say people used to pay me to give my opinion, right? That's why I tell them.
我跟他们说，以前人都付我钱要我跟他们建议。
And I say, I told you know, at one point I make $500 for speaking for 5 minutes, right?
所以有一次我在五分钟就赚了500块。
And then for you guys, if you want my opinion, right, you see how much it's gonna cost you.You know?
所以如果你们要我的意见，那会要你们多少钱？
But of course they think it's funny, right?
让他们觉得
这
是很有趣。But
of course, I make it funny and sense, but at the same time I'm serious too, right?
在有趣的同时，我也是非常认真。
So that's why quite often when they ask me to give me opinions on certain things that doesn't really matter, I always say, do what you think is best.
所以当有一些事情没有什么大不了的，我就说你们可以自己做决定。
That is very important.
这很重要。
Because when something it doesn't really matter, they go left, go right. Don't give them like, oh, you should go left.
所以当一件事情不管你怎么做都没有什么无伤大雅的时候，就不要跟他们说你们一定要走左边或右边。
Why we shouldn't say that?
为什么不该这样说呢？
Opinion that matters, why?
为什么不该这样说呢？
What's that?
They can learn from their decision.
Yes, of course. First, they can learn from the decision. But if you feel that the question they ask, it doesn't matter if they do it or they don't. Right? To us, it's very neutral. Whichever way, it doesn't really matter much. Right?
所以对我们来说，其实他们不管走哪一个方向，都是 OK， 没有问题。
So why we say you do what you feel it is best? You do what you think is best. Why do we say that?
所以我们会跟他说，你就照你的感觉走就好。为什么呢？
Yes, actually, it's not only teach them to make what is you know, to make the situation what's right and wrong, but also yes, to give them increase their self-esteem.
那就是也增加他们的自信心。
But not only that, also to tell.For us, when we tell them to do things, that's the important one. Not just any common things. So when we say you go left, this means you should really go left. This is what's in their mind.
所以在这种状况下，如果我们叫他做什么事，他们就会说这很重要。那这对他们来说就是很重要的一件事。
And that's why quite often when I talk to my niece and nephew, when I say left, they go left. When I say right, they go right. Why? Because most of the time, uncle doesn't really care.But when uncle say left, uncle means it. That's why you should go left. So you see what I'm saying, right? It's important to do that.
在我叫他们走左转，他们就左转；叫他们右转就右转。因为我常常不给他，常常觉得说让他们自己做决定。所以当我讲有一个想法，就是很重要。
But when we don't train them in such a way, then we just say, "Oh, you should do this, you should do this, you should do that all the time." Then when something really important, quite often they would not listen to us.
如果说我们常常都跟他说你要这样做那样做，那在很重要的事情他们可能 不见得会听我们的。
Just like I share with you, if anything has nothing to do with doctrines, anything to do with God's will, whatever they want to do, fine. You want to wear blue shoes, fine. You want to wear red shoes, fine. It doesn't matter. Well, it doesn't matter.
所以如果跟教义无关，跟神的话无关，那其实就没有什么大碍了。
No, one of my nieces, she's a very good singer.
我的侄女她是一个好的歌唱者。
She asked me, Uncle, should I put my singing on YouTube? Right?
她问我说，我应该把我唱歌的影片放到 YouTube 上吗？
And I tell her, yeah, you do what you feel is best, right?
我就说你可以，你想要就可以。
At this point, I want to know what is her thought, what is her rationale behind it, right?
在这个时候，我就想要知道她为什么要这样想。
And then she said, oh, maybe I don't want people to see my face.
我就说可能不想要人家看到我的脸。
She's like, can I wear a mask while I'm singing?
她问我说我可以戴面具吗？唱歌的时候。
Like, okay, I'll talk to you when you get back. Okay, I'll talk to you when you get back. That's what I told her.
就跟她说我回去以后再跟你讲。
But what I know that she really doesn't want to put her songs on YouTube because she doesn't want to show who she is, right? That's the thing, right?
她不想要让别人，她不想要把她自己表现在全世界的人面前。
Your job is to listen with understanding, not make judgment calls. It's important, right?
你只是要倾听，而不是要去给一些意见。
This is if we be able to do this and talk to communicate with our children, it would be very helpful. But quite often, children always feel that's what we're doing. We're judging them all the time. We're judging them with judgment. That's why they don't want to talk to us.
如果我们可以达到这样，因为小孩常常会觉得我们在说他们做错了。那如果能够不要这样的话，那其实对沟通是很有帮助。
Next one, please.Put yourself in other person's shoes.
Put yourself in.
Yeah, and I would, you know, try to understand what they're going through.
就是要想办法了解他们到底在经历什么。
Yeah, try to understand your adolescent perspective. This shows that you respect his or her point of view, even though you may not agree with it.
就是要想办法去了解，去理解你的小孩子他们的想法，虽然你可能不同意。
And this is also very good. Really, also very good.
这很重要。
Because quite often as parents, we do not truly understand what our children are going through.
因为父母常常不懂小孩到底在经历什么。
No, especially when you know when they try to you know, identify themselves with other children, they try to be friends with other children because.You know, for them going to school is very difficult, right? Maybe some people bullying them. Maybe they don't feel they're accepted by others. As parents, quite often, we don't understand this whole concept.
有时候小孩不想去学校是因为他们在学校可能没有朋友或者被人家欺负，但是父母可能不了解。
You know, when I look at my nephew, quite often I feel so sad for him, right?
有时候看到我的侄子，我就为他感到难过。
Because when I was like you know in school and we played sports, you had to pick team. I'm always the first one to be picked, but my nephew is always the last one to be picked.
所以就像说我在读书的时候，我们在比赛，我都是第一个被选到，但是他都是最后一个。
You know what that will do to a kid's self-esteem? Really is for us, it's like that's not a big deal, but for them, actually. It's you know it's killing them, right? It's killing them.
对我们来说可能没什么大不了，但是对他们来说，他们自信心会有很大的伤害。
Can you imagine there's 10 people, but you're the last one to be picked to be on the team?
所以如果有十个人，你是最后一个被选到的，那会有多难过？
Sometimes they have 11 people. They don't want you to be on the team, but because you are there, like okay, you come on my team, you know, like that, right?
有时候有十一个人，他们其实不想要你在他的队上，但是其
And as parents, we react to this situation in a very positive manner, and then our children will have problems.
如果我们能够用正面的方式引导，我们的孩子就不会有问题。
You know, because quite often the low self-esteem, there's plenty of young people in our church have really low self-esteem. Right?
有很多我们的小孩都是没有什么自信心的。
Because quite often most of our young people they don't fit in society, right? The normal.Society per se.
因为很多人跟世人所谓的普通的一些社会观念都无法 fit.
Can you go slide number one, please, and go to the 12 tips? I just want to go through that quickly. Yeah. Not slide number one. PowerPoint number one. This is, I'm going to go quickly so you can think about it. So tomorrow when you come here, and then we can discuss.
Okay.
Go to the last 12 slides, the one of 12 tips. Then we conclude with that. You cannot just click on it and open it. No, the last 12 slides, they say 12 tips. I have 12 tips on it. Oh, 15. Okay, I added three more then.
Yes, you
okay. 15 parent tips to help us get through the day. I think this is very good, like for us who have children go to school and things like that, right? Okay, first one. Yes. When our children comes home from school today, smile when he or she walks through the door. And do that several days in a row, and our kid will actually look forward to coming home. This is so true.
如果持续这样做了几天呢，我们的小孩就会很想要回家。
You know, when I go pick up, I don't want to tell stories, but it's all run out of time. I just want to tell, when I go pick up my nephew, I usually I park in the parking lot, and then I stand outside while he comes through the door.
我去接我侄子的时候，我就开过去，然后停好车站在外面。
When he sees me run toward me so fast like that, right?
看到我，他就很快的冲过来。
Then he jump on me and I hug him, right?
他就跳到我身上，我就抱着他。
And sometimes I throw him to the ground on the grass, right?
有时候把他丢到地上。
And he loves that. He loves it so much.
他很喜欢这样子。
Now every time he sees me, that's what he's looking for, right? Running toward me. Sometimes I say, Uncle, have a bad back, and don't jump on me, right? So, but he loves that, right? Because we started that since he started going to school, right?
所以他很期待每天这样跟我见面。
I tell you, when he sees my face, his face always smiling, he's always very happy. Why? Because he gets to jump on Uncle, right? And wrestle with me, right?
当他看到我都很开心, 因为可以跟我玩摔跤。
Of course, if you have a girl, you don't need to do that. You can hug and smile, you know?
如果有个女生, yeah. 也不要这样做。
It's true, when you do that for several days, and the kids come home, you smile, they look forward to come home.
当你带小孩每天回家给他微笑做了几天 他就会想回家。
There's so many husbands don't want to go home. Why? Because when they go home, their wife is always grumpy, so they just want to stay at work. Why would they want to go home?
先生不想回家, really? 因为每次回家都看到太太的臭脸。
Next one, please. Next time our children try to be funny, laugh, right? Yeah.
当小孩想要表达他们的一些，就想要搞笑的时候，要笑。
Yeah, actually, seven is very funny. He's very funny. He makes us laugh many times. Right? And he's very clever with different jokes and stuff. So that's one thing we always laugh at. It's never a fake laugh. He's really funny.
他真的是非常的好笑, 也会讲一些笑话, 所以我们是真的笑。
Next one, please. Make a list of all the things that children do that make us mad. Now go through the list and cross off all the stuff that doesn't really matter, right?
所以我们要把孩子惹我们生气的事情全部记下来，然后再把一些不重要的事情全部划掉。
And save our anger is only for those things which are lasting more consequences, right? It's true.
就是在一些更严重的事情上才要生气。
Really, you know, sometime, you know, earlier, Micah, he spilled the whole plate of food outside in the hallway, right?
有一次Micah在走廊上把一些食物弄倒了。
And I was really surprised how... Is Jay Hua in here? Oh, he's over there. I'm really surprised, Jay, for how he reacted to that, right? Because I thought he would be yelling and screaming. But Jay was saying, don't worry, right? Don't, because, you know, Micah's always so scared of him when he spilled the food, you know?
我很惊讶杰华的表现就是他跟他说没关系，就是...
But I was fully impressed with how Jay Hua, you know, interacted with that. I was like, wow.
所以我觉得杰华这样处理非常的好。
Because Jay Hua has always raised his voice as a child, children all the time stuff. But then he knows that... No, really, I was completely... I was sitting down and like, wow, I have a different view of Jay Hua now, from now on, you know?
So the yeah. Jay Hua
he was cleaning for him and stuff like that. That is a perfect, good example, you know? Sometimes when kids make mistakes, right?
So,
I mean, it's a mistake. I think it was our fault. Me and him were talking, and we squished him in between us, I think. And he spilled his plate, you know?
So, yeah.
So really, sometimes when children spill milk on the table, it's fine. It's not like it's going to be, you know, life is over, right? Sometimes my parents is probably how we act like that, right? No, it's not a big deal.
So, 有些时候小孩犯了一点小错是没有关系，那不是什么大事。
Okay, next one. I'm sorry, I keep digressing. Okay, take our children out once a week. Promise ourselves that we won't use the time to lecture or nag. Just listen, talk about good stuff. You know, it's true. Right?
跟就是告诉小孩每个礼拜会带他们出去一次，但是这段时间绝对不会有任何的说教还是干嘛。
Okay, next one. I won't talk anymore. Ask our children to play his or her favorite music.
叫小孩放他们喜欢的音乐。
This is very important.
这也很重要。
If they play video games, you ask them to play video games too. So you know, right? You know how to, why they like this music, why they like the video games.
所以我们知道他们为什么会喜欢做这件事。
So together, listen and discuss the music with him or her. Find out why he or she likes it so much. Try to avoid criticism, but tell the truth in love.
就是尝试不要去指责，而是用爱心说诚实话。
Okay, six. Think of something positive you can say to your children today and say it.
就是想一些正面的话来跟我们小孩讲。
Seven. Put a love note from us in our children's backpack or in their bedroom.
写一些爱的字条在他们的书包里，或者是放在他们的房间。
Yeah, eight. We'll talk more tomorrow about this. Eight. Before we criticize our children's behavior, try remembering the Lord's teachings. Chances are it will help us communicate better.
当我们要骂小孩的时候，我们要先想主耶稣的教导，这样可会帮助沟通。
Nine. Love our spouse. A strong family provides security and comfort for our children.
要爱你的另外一半，因为这样子可以让家庭的关系更加的密切。
10. Respect our children's privacy.
尊重小孩的隐私权。
Because there's limit, right? But also respect their privacy. Communicate our plans to our children frequently. Let him or her know where we are when we'll be home.
常常跟孩子们报告我们的一些行程，让他们就知道我们什么时候会回家。
This set a good example that will encourage them to do the same thing for us.
这也是一个好榜样，让他们都会这样对我们做。
12. Be patient with our children. Growing up takes time, but they will grow up.
对小孩有耐心，他们虽然要花时间成长，但是总是会成长。
And for me, I can't wait for this to happen. 13, please. Learn to trust our children more. The more trust we give them, the more opportunity they will have to prove themselves trustworthy. It's also a very important concept.
要试着去信任我们的小孩，这样子他们才会更加的有可靠。
14. Keep our sense of humor. Healthy families are lasting families.
要保持幽默，这样子家庭会更健康。
Pray dearly for our kids. Remember, God loves them even more than we do.
为孩子们祷告，要记得神爱他们多过于我们。
So please meditate on these 15 tips, and then tomorrow we'll also discuss about it.
所以我们要思考一下这15点，明天会更详细的讨论。
Let's kneel down and pray together. Yes.